Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, it's time to hear from you. It's our I Stand for Israel segment. This is where we feature letters, emails, and website comments from those of you who have contacted the fellowship. Let's listen.
Israel and the Jewish people are the foundation of my Christian faith. Their history has become my history through Christ. And through their faith, the promise has come to me. I thank God for them, and I pray for them daily. I support them with my finances through the fellowship. I simply can't in good conscience refrain from giving to God's chosen. It was His mandate for our lives, and accepting His will for me has been an absolute joy and privilege.
It's surprising today even to hear that the Temple Mount is administered by Arabs who do not even let Christians or Jews pray at their most holy sites. That's the land that God gave to Israel during Joshua's days. That temple is meant for the children of God. It's part of God's covenant with Israel, and Israel does well to defend it. Israel is surrounded by those who do not love them and want to see them driven out of their land for good. That's why I continue to pray for Israel, the Jewish people, and for the peace in the city of Jerusalem. God is not through revealing Himself to Israel or the Jews. He will always protect them and the land He gave to them. I have, and always will, stand up for Israel.
You've been hearing from our listeners today on Holy Land Moments in our Listener Letters segment. We'd love to hear your comments as well. Contact us at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and let us know how you stand for and support Israel and the Jewish people. You can reach us at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been a presentation of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.